The Wayne Scherer Show and Being Your Destiny. I'm international author, speaker, and entrepreneur Wayne Scherer, and I am having an absolutely great day, an absolutely wonderful day, and I welcome you to The Wayne Scherer Show. And let's do a couple little admin things first. Remember, before we get started, if you'd run over to thewaynescherershow.com and click the like button, on there for me, just like the, you know, I'll give you all of this, and all I want you to do is click a like button for me. That'd be really cool. If you go over there and click that like button, that'd be great. And be sure that if you have any ideas or anything you want to hear on the show, then let me know. Roosevelt said after doing the last show that she wanted to hear an interview with Mark Call. So we have a surprise for you today, and I'll be happy to announce you as well on the show. You send in your ideas, and we use them on the show. So that's it. We were talking about connecting, and connecting is so important. It's absolutely vital to your business, no matter, well, online or offline, but you're obviously an online person. But connecting, you have to be able to connect online. And, you know, if you listen to my previous show, I talked about, you know, how I kind of ignored that for a while and didn't use the skills that I had developed and didn't realize how they translated. And then I met lots of people that helped me out with that. And one of them here is right here on the show today. His name is Mark Call. Mark Call is he's an amazing man. He lives up in Cornish, Maine. I love Maine, except for what it's called. But it's one of the places I learned to ski at. I think it's called Sugarloaf Mountain. It's been years since I've been there, but that place turns into ice, and you can kill yourself on those hills. But Mark lives up there in Maine, and you know, I love having guys like Mark or people like Mark because he is just the average guy, and that's not like a slam on anybody. I mean, nobody's feeding him grapes and making things happen. He makes things happen. You know, he's not Cleopatra. He's not lying down on his couch and just, you know, hoping the world goes. This is a man that, you know, he's had things happen to him and he's had his downs and he comes back up and he knows how to make things happen and he knows how to connect. He's a big time connector. You know, a lot of people say that's a skill that people just are born with, and I can assure you it's not. It's a skill that some people just recognize and develop because of its importance, and Mark has certainly done that. And Mark has gone on and taken those skills to a new level as he had an idea for himself and he created the phone opt-in. But he's a great webinar guy, a great podcaster, a great marketer, and I'm just super happy to have him here on the show. Mark, thanks a lot for coming.
Wayne, it is an honor to be on your show, that's for sure. I can't wait to share it with my people. And again, make sure you get over to thewayneshearshow.com, I believe it is, and click that like button for Wayne. I know I just did it myself, Wayne. I've been following you. Why haven't I clicked that like button before now? Well, I just did, so everybody else needs to do it because it'll make a difference in your business. You all know that. I know that. And Wayne, again, man, you and I met. We connected at a Russell Brunson event face-to-face. And it was an absolute honor meeting you because of your honor, I like to call it. And before we even get started even talking about me, I want to say hats off to you for serving our beautiful country, protecting us. I shaved my head, but the hairs on the back of my neck are standing up, thinking about you and what you've done for our country in the past. And it is so honorable, my friend, and we would not be here without people like you. So a big thank you to you, Wayne.
I appreciate that, Mark. It's always great to hear. And those days, you know, it's seeming like a long, long time ago now. But it still drives my life. And it's actually because I tried to forget about them. Part of the reason it actually slowed me down because of a lot of the skills I'd actually learned that are totally irrelevant to everything you do. But Mark, I want people to get into your knowledge quickly, get into how you did it. I remember first seeing you on some sort of GVO webinar. And and actually, I remember where I first saw you. It was we both did it. Remember that book? I think we
absolutely did. The science
this guy
of
right
success.
Here, the art science of success, volume two.
Yep.
Right?
We're both in that book.
But it was because of Mark that I actually did that. He did a little webinar, and and had Matt Morris, I think.
Yep, and, Matt Morris.
On it, and got me tied up to get that first book done. It was a coming out of my, he connected me. I mean, literally, without Mark, I would not have been connected to Matt to be able to do this book. And I was always been amazed by people that could connect like that and make those connections happen. And Mark, well, you do that. And, you know, could you give, I mean, could you give the people just a little background on how you went from being just, you know, Mark Call, the local business owner, to the guy who connects with people all over the place and makes these things happen? I mean, what do you think is the essence of that?
Well, it all started way back when, you know, I'm a network marketer, and way back early in my career, I was out with the Amway company, believe it or not. And this is kind of where the foundation of it set in. And I was traveling, you know, doing two or three house meetings, writing on a chalk or a whiteboard in people's living rooms, not having much success. But I nailed it one night and I recruited two people, Wayne. And to me, this was amazing because I had had so much failure. And on the way back, cell phones had just been adopted then, so the service wasn't that great. But I called my sponsor, Keith, on the way home, and I'm like, Keith, I'm excited, man. I sponsored two people into my business. And he's like, what are you excited for? What are you excited for? And I'm like, I'm going to make money. Click, the phone hung up. So I tried to call him back, same thing, went through the same scenario. And I'm like, either he's hanging up on me or we've really got bad service. I'll wait till I get home. I got home, waited a little while, called Keith back, and I'm like, Keith, man, was it a bad service? Are you hanging up on me? He says, I want to tell you something, young man. Until you put it in your mind that you're not happy for yourself, that you're going to make money, you're happy for the other people, and they're going to make money, you're never going to make it in this business. Now, I know that's not directly relatable, even though it is, and I'll explain in a second, to connecting people. But that's truly the philosophy you have to have. You know, people take action based on two things, pain or pleasure. And throughout my career, I've realized if you can connect the dots with people with nothing expected in return, connect the dots with people with nothing expected in return, the gains will be huge because it's coming from your sincerity. And I think that's what makes the difference. You've got to really, that sincerity, honestly, folks, when you start out, that sincerity is hard to get because we are all a greedy human being. I'm greedy. I want to make as much money as I can. Now, I've changed my philosophies over the last few years on how I go about doing that, but I had to have a sincere concern for the other person's success. I had to have a sincere concern when I connected people together that I don't want anything back in expectation. And when you can really figure that out in your own brain, your own feelings, your own body, and live that, man, Wayne, it is game over.
I'm with you on that. I have, often I have people just understand, well, I need to make money for myself, they say. And, well, of course you do. And there's no denying that. But I've seen them being willing to try to sell anything. And it, you know, I come, you know, in the Navy, you do things, you don't even get monetary reward. You get your salary and everything else is just, the reward is just from the success and the people under you succeeding with you. So it was a mindset I had, but I didn't understand that when I started online that a lot of people didn't get how important that was in business. If you're selling a product that people are going to discover really doesn't have any real value that they thought, they're going to buy stuff from you and you're going to make money, but eventually they're going to be pissed off at you.
Absolutely.
and then where are you going to go? You're going to have to start again. And what good is that? What good is it to make a bunch of money and then have, you know, 30 or 40% of them refund it, but you still have a pot of money, but then you have no customers again, and now you have to start all over again. What the heck good is that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and there is a true formula for success. First and foremost, each and every one of you listening has something of value to offer this universe. And I say this universe, folks, because it is universal. Doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, with the advent of the internet, I know that people think the internet is impersonal. It absolutely can be one of the most personal tools that you have. first and foremost, don't do like I did. I've made these mistakes, Wayne. I know you've made these mistakes where you're promoting stuff just for the sake of promoting stuff. One of the cardinal rules that I created for myself, because I've built a substantial list just like you have, a substantial following. I mean, Wayne's following is amazing, what's happened just in the last 6 months because of the value he's giving people. So when you promote things, folks, promote value, promote a solution. You know, what you're listening to with Wayne over and over are these success stories that are going to resonate with you. People telling their story, how they did it. Wayne telling his story and sharing it as it evolves. You've got to really have that right mind shift. And that's where the key comes in. And here's the success formula, plain and simple. Become the solution. Gain a loyal following by offering value for free. Those people will follow you to the end of the earth. And then when you do promote something for profit, make sure, number one, you own it, you've used it, you have profited from it, or it has been advantageous to you in some way, shape, or form, or manner, and you can show them that it has. People will follow you to the ends of the earth. Now, some people may not take action, but if you know you've morally done this formula correctly, folks, it's game over. And I'll tell you, with the advent of where we are nowadays, you can be an expert in anything you want to. I'm heading directions, as you know, in my career, Wayne, where you can go out. You always need to find a good mentor. Wayne's one of the best mentors you can be listening to online today. I'll tell you that hands down. But you always need to find a mentor. You know, I've been blessed that in my career, I've been able to reach out to some of the top people in the industry. I've become one of the top webinar experts. I've, like Wayne, become a best-selling author. He and I did that together. I've been known as one of the best MCs for events, but I've also taken it a step further with creating tools that people can use, like Phone Opt-In. Wayne, I know you're going to give a link to that. We're not here to promote that, but this is a tool you can use. And more so, mind shift mastery, because the one component that people are missing in their success cycle is that mind shift and the psychology behind persuasion and the science of influence, because it really is a psychology and a science, yet it's easy to understand. And that's what I want to bring to the people, Wayne.
Yeah, and I think that's big. You put a couple of things together right there. You mentioned about follow-up and about the psychology of marketing, and so let's look at the follow-up, because that I think that's a core thing that a lot of people have problem with. I know I had a problem getting people to respond. So once you had the system in place, you know, the awesome upfront free offer, and then things that people really could use, you had to get people to still respond to take action. And new folks coming in, they have to deal with that. And it's like a daily thing I hear. Nobody's responding. So what made it for you, particularly online, in the online world? How did you go from, you know, I know you had it happen. You started sending out emails and nothing's happening. And you went from the person having emails where nothing's happened to the person who has emails where people take action. What made that happen?
Well, again, that's one of those things where you need a mentor. Okay. And if you're listening to this, believe it or not, Wayne is your mentor. Okay. You're on the right track. You need somebody that's been there before you, and I'm going to give you a couple examples. I know we've got a little bit of a time limit here, Wayne, so I'll try to shorten it. But as soon as I started being myself and not trying to be marketer A, B, or C who had success, in my emails, I misspell words. I know that's unprofessional, but that's me, okay? I get people all the time that say, hey, Mark, you misspelled this. And I'm like, yep, that's okay. You know what? That's me. Even so, I spell so bad, spell check doesn't pick it up. But I tell stories in my emails. I share my life with people. Now, I learned this from the famous Mr. Dagan Smith. I've got to give him a lot of credit. He's one of the best email marketers in the world. And Mr. Russell Brunson. Now, how did I become friends with them is another story. It was by taking action, where most people give up, because this isn't easy, folks. Okay? It can be simple. Don't get me wrong. It can be simple, but it isn't easy because most people aren't willing to wait for the delayed gratification. So when I started emailing, first off, the first thing I was doing was just sending promotion after promotion. And believe me, I promote a lot, folks. If you're on my list, you can go to markcall.com, M-A-R-K-C-A-L-L.com. Don't necessarily look at what I'm selling you. Look at how I'm selling it to you. So there's advice number one. Get on everybody's list. I mean, every marketer that you know for a fact is having success, get on their list, but stop buying. Start looking at how they're selling it to you and not what they're selling. If there was a subject line that made you open that email, keep a swipe file, copy that subject line, put it in a little Word document called subject line swipes. You can change that up. Never plagiarize or steal somebody else's content, but you can look at the basic parameters of that subject line and tailor it to whatever needs of whatever you're marketing. It's the same way with the body. If you read the whole email, man, I would be saving that email, looking at the content, how it was, you know, presented to you, and then tweaking it up in your own words. And then if you clicked on a link, man, now here's one valuable tip I'll give you. Always make your subject line part of your body and a hyperlink. And what I mean, and this is such a valuable tip, I learned this from Russell Brunson, folks. Let's say your subject line said, wow, Stephen just said this. Okay, that was your subject line. In the body of your email, somewhere you should have, wow, Stephen just said this, and have that clickable. Because if they opened your email, and I'll tell you, it will increase your click-through rates with this one little technique. Now, don't do it on every email because you can overuse it. Use it sparingly. But it will increase your click-throughs by more than 35% in my tracking, folks. That's amazing. And it's because psychologically, if that headline got them to open it, they're absolutely going to click on it when it's clickable in the body of your text. I hope that makes sense. Wayne?
Yeah, I agree with that completely. But of course, I learned from the same people you did.
Absolutely.
But nonetheless, it's 100% true. They call it by continuity, go from the ad to the headline to the body. And if you maintain that continuity, then it has an effect because it's where they started. And if they see it all the way through, they tend to take more action. But imagine this. If you will, imagine having these, you start getting responses from your emails and people start taking action with you and you want to increase that. And by using the psychology and applying it, just very small pieces of it, you start increasing that by 10 or 15%. Can you imagine that happening in your business? I don't know why this is. I just know it works. But Mark, his Mindshift Mastery is all about that. Can you say a little bit about the psychology of this?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I did was find a mentor, one of the best in the world. His name's Mr. Kevin Hogan. He is the best-selling author of the number two book on psychology of persuasion in the world. The guy is amazing when it comes to psychology of persuasion, science of influence. He wrote those two books. He's actually the guy with body language that outed nationally when Clinton was lying in the Monica Lewinsky scandal, showed the traits that he was doing. I found one of the best experts in the world. And I reached out to him and became licensed to actually teach his psychology of persuasion. And I have tailored this for the internet network marketing realm. And Wayne, you were on one of my, you know, I gave a bonus webinar as a gift to Phone Opt-In subscribers. Which you're one of our biggest success stories with Phone Opt-In. Hopefully we'll have time to talk about that. But I simply talked about 5 to 7 psychological trigger words. Okay, these are hypnotic words that you can use proven scientifically to persuade people to your way of thinking. And Wayne, without giving too much of it out, and again, you can go to Mindshift Mastery, MindShiftMastery.com, and you can get on the list. We're going to be starting classes up here in the next quarter. We do one class per quarter. It's a private group. Wayne has been is going to be in this class. Absolutely. He's earned his way in. Actually, we're letting Wayne in for free. He doesn't even realize that because of him taking action, folks. That's what separates the winners from the people that aren't winning. And I hate to use the term loser. But Wayne, you were on this one webinar. You actually know these words, which people will learn from us. You put this into action. Tell them what happened to you once you learned this mind shift in these words in this one-hour webinar. What happened with your marketing?
Well, I have this nasty habit of when people are teaching me something on a webinar that I write it down, and if I can actually do the action right then, I do it. And so as Mark continued to talk, I took a few of his ideas, just put them into a short email, and resent an email on something that I had promoted many, many, many times, and I had actually considered dead because I had promoted it so many times. And so I said, well, this will be a perfect test whether it gets a response or not. And sure enough, it was about a 5-line email. The subject line actually just contained two of the things he taught, and that's all the subject line was. And then the body had about two more of those elements included in it. And I got, even yesterday, this wasn't that long ago, and even yesterday, somebody replied to me on that email and signed up for something different from that email.
And here's the brilliant part about this, the psychology of persuasion that I teach at mindshiftmastery.com is immediate actionable knowledge, folks. It's not rocket science, even though it's scientifically proven, psychologically proven. You know, I teach the 10 laws of persuasion in that course, and that's the next one that you'll be attending to. And when you realize what these 10 laws of persuasion are and can use them for good, now we only teach to use the laws of persuasion and these power psychology keywords that were inbred into us for good, but they're all immediately actionable, meaning as soon as you learn them, and it's not hard to learn these, Wayne, you can attest to that. I mean, it's just using these 5 words in a proper context throughout your email in your conversations. They're immediately actionable, folks. That's immediate gratification. And Wayne, you're one of the true, you know, I've actually saved your testimony on that, where it worked for you immediately within minutes of you learning these.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true, because you know, when I hear stuff like that, I'm going to take action instantly. And the great thing is you don't have to be an expert at this. You just need to kind of absorb a few of these things and start practicing them, and then you can add a few more in later. But you don't have to be the expert. I know I'm not some psychological expert. You know, I'm a Navy guy. I was used to the idea that all I had to do was stand up and tell somebody to do something, and they did it. And you know, I got good results because I did more than just tell them to do it. But I still, that was my idea. So you don't have to be an expert to do this. And the Mindshift Mastery really makes that clear. And so I love Mark for that. And Mark already knows, he's listening. He's heard me 3 or 4 times in this presentation use a couple of the things he taught me.
Absolutely.
And so I'll leave that to you as a listener to figure out what that was, or go join mindshiftmastery.com and you'll figure out exactly what it was that I did. Now that we are done, or are almost done here, Mark, let's. I want to mention again, you know, the phone opt-in. The phone opt-in is something Mark put together, and it's a long-term connection thing. You heard me talk on the last show how I absolutely I hate my cell phones. I don't, you know, you try to get me on my cell phone, you're like, I better have it in my hand right then, or it ain't gonna happen. but the phone opt-in has, you know, I realize that everybody else in the world actually does have their cell phone, you know, not everybody, but 95% of them do, at least that you want to market to and that I want to market to. And Mark, I don't know what struck you to make that happen, but that was great. Could you say a little bit about how that came about?
Well, absolutely. You know, what happened was I actually saw another marketer. And he created a conversation through text where he was asking people their name and their email. And I came later to find out that he was using Google Voice somehow, and then he was just copying, pasting the name, adding him to the list. And I wanted to automate that process. So I went out to one of the best programmers in the world, Mr. Dustin Ward, my business partner, one of my best friends. And I said, Dustin, this is what I want to create. And I'll be darned if, you know, we didn't have a beta model for me to use myself within a couple weeks. Now, it's been 18 months, hundreds of thousands of dollars, thousands of hours in development. But basically, you can create an automated conversation where if somebody texts a keyword, and I'm sure, Wayne, you might have one set up that you can give out to the listeners here on this show so that they can see an example of it. But you say you want it, I would say text Mark to this phone number. We assign you a phone number. They're going to get a conversation back. Hey, it's Mark. Listen, thanks for texting me. Can you reply with your first name? Awesome, Mark. And this is going to be my reply. It's all automated, easy to use. So it would say, awesome, Mark. Listen, I have something great I want to send to you to your email. Could you reply with your email? Boom. As soon as they give you their name and email via text, now they go on your autoresponder of choice, and we work seamlessly with Pure Leverage, GVO, AWeber, GetResponse, Mail, all the top autoresponders in the world, and that's what makes us different. Because now you're building your opt-in list through a simple text conversation. Not only do you have an email subscriber list, but you've also got a text subscriber list. So you can shoot broadcasts to those people, like Wayne can shoot his episodes out to his text opt-in people. And guys, I'll tell you, people check their text messages. More than 97% of text messages are checked and read within the first 15 minutes of receiving them. And I can show you statistically. Now, well, the one catch, there's always a catch. The one catch is right now the service is only in the U.S. and Canada because of cost factors. We wanted to, and again, I created this service to use for me as a marketer. And when I started using it, I had so many of the hitters in the industry say, oh my gosh, I need that. We decided to go out and we took a different approach, as you know, Wayne. Instead of outpricing this in the marketplace because of its value, we actually went the opposite. We wanted to be the GoDaddy of this type of service, and we offer way more than the other ones do. So, Wayne, what do you think in your perspective? You're using it.
Yeah, everything he says is absolutely true, and it's not just because Mark loves his own product. It's an amazing product. It does everything he says, and it's enabled me to connect through a medium that I had been ignoring because I just hadn't taken the time to figure it out because I don't carry a cell phone around. You know, I just recently figured out how you use a QR code. I mean, on a computer, I can do everything. A cell phone, I'm like, I don't like this thing. But now I'm connected to people's cell phone, and I don't have to know anything about the cell phone, and it works. People respond to it instantly, and they do. You know, it's like, you know, I like to make fun of people who always stop for the little blinking hand that says don't walk and do walk, and there's no cars in the middle of the road, but they stand there anyhow because the hand's blinking. And yeah. It's like, well, the cell phone's the same way. People respond to their cell phone like they have to, like they, anything that comes on it, they have to answer it right now. So it's absolutely great. So I think I would like you to do this. There's absolutely no obligation here, and I would like you to do this because you could see exactly how it works. You go to www.easyleadnetwork, that's EASYLEAD, network.com/phoneoptin, PHONEOPTIN, phone opt-in, easyleadnetwork.com/phoneoptin. He has a demo right there on the page that works, so you can see exactly what happens and how quick and easy this is. And believe me, we're not going to do like some technical demonstration here, but I think in his video he actually does show you that. But it's so simple to use that this is about as close to brain dead simple as anything could ever be. And
here's what's funny too with that page, Wayne, and folks, when you get over there to easyleadnetwork.com/phone opt-in, make sure you go to that link. When you get to that page, make sure you watch the webinar replay, because we actually give you some bonuses if you go through that webinar replay page of Wayne's, where we're going to give you one or two of the modules for free of Mindshift Mastery too, because it does all fit in together, believe it or not. But here's what's funny on that sales video, Wayne. I had a hard time making it as long as it was because it's so simple to use. And, you know, it was kind of funny because you usually try to make a long, nice sales video, but it was like, bing, bang, done. Here's the demo. Try it out. And it just flat out works, Wayne. And I want to thank you for being a proponent, for testing it, for using the MindShift mastery techniques. You are an incredible action taker, and this show is a testament, and it's an honor to be here, my friend.
And I am honored to have you here, and I know the audience is honored that they had a chance to hear directly from you. You know, no sales hype or anything, just the real meat and potatoes of the connecting, and that's absolutely great. So, Mark, you are my hero. And if I lived in the cold, I would live in Cornish right next to you.
Well, I want to leave everybody with two last thoughts. First and foremost, remember, it's not always about making a profit. It's about making a difference. If you can make a difference in your followers' lives, folks, the profit will come automatically. And the last thing I want to leave you with, folks, is remember this. You are one mind shift away from success. And I mean that sincerely. Wayne's living testament to this success, just soaring to the top. And again, Wayne, thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely great. So everybody, you need to do this. You need to go visit markcall.com just to see how he markets. And just like he said earlier, if you want to see how a person that connects markets, just go to markcall.com. You'll see it. And be sure to get to mindshiftmastery.com and get on that list. See how Mark markets and join his program. When he starts bringing on that class, you want to be in that class. I can assure you of that right now. And finally, don't forget, try that demo, easyleadnetwork.com/phone opt-in. Okay, easyleadnetwork.com/phone opt-in. Nothing to do there, no obligation. Watch the video, try the demo, see how it works. And the action is yours for the taking, regardless of whatever you try to do. So I love you all. You all are great. It's great having you here on the Wayne Scherer Show, and I'll see you next time. We'll be right back.